This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lucan. Several anonymous safe-to-tell tips led to an investigation of a student at Steamboat Springs High School last week. Steamboat Springs police were made aware of a high school student making threats to bomb the school. Tips were sent into safe-to-tell. Local law enforcement worked with school officials to investigate, and they concluded that there are no threats to the school. The case has been submitted to the district attorney's office for charges. The city of Craig is getting $600,000 in a grant to support the Yampa River Park. The money's coming from the Great Outdoors Colorado Community Impact Program. It's Ag Appreciation Week. The Community Agriculture Alliance has a list of activities scheduled to celebrate and appreciate local agriculture. You can find details at communityagalliance.org and on our website. The Route County Extension Office is hosting a luncheon on Tuesday to highlight three Route County Centennial Ranches. They are the Monger, Fetcher, and Hitchens Overlook Ranches. The luncheon starts at 11. It's at Bud Werner Memorial Library in Steamboat. A regional agriculture feasibility study will support local livestock producers and meat processors. The study will get input from ag producers in Moffitt, Rio Blanco, and Route counties. Interviews can be virtual or in person. There's a link on our website to sign up. The City of Steamboat Springs is offering 500 composting pails on a first-come, first-served basis to the community. But you have to sign up for service from Cowgirl Composting or Twin Enviro. The pails will be available starting today in Centennial Hall on 10th Street during regular business hours. There is a Western Slope bipartisan mid-session town hall. It's tonight at 6 o'clock. Democrat and Republican members of the state legislature will be there, including State Senators Perry Will and Dylan Roberts and local Representative Megan Lukens. At the Dual Moguls World Cup Finals in Kazakhstan, Steamboat Springs High School graduate Jalen Koff had two second-place finishes. Steamboat snowboarder Mick Deerdorf has announced his retirement from the sport of snowboard cross. The 31-year-old is a two-time Olympian and winner of two world championship medals.
It's the best time of my life, and I'm very excited to move on to the next thing and also give back to the snowboarding community and enjoy life.
Deerdorf will be staying in Steamboat Springs and building houses. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.